Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, delving around in the archives of the Bugle podcast once more. A classic rivalry reared its ugly head in August 2013. Tensions between Presidents Obama and Putin, remember them, were reaching dangerous heights. This is the top story from issue 244 of the Bugle, entitled Russian into Battle, with me and John Oliver.
Top story this week, Cold War 2. This time, it's chilly. The US and Russia are fighting again, Andy, and it's great to see such a classic international rivalry at each other's throats once more. It's what scuffle fans around the world have been waiting for. This is the Yankees-Red Sox marquee match of passive aggression. It's the Ross and Rachel relationship of will they, won't they destroy each other and the entire planet with their electrifying chemistry. This latest psychological snafu has, of course, been brewing up since Edward Snowden, the official Sir Leaks-a-Lot, moved into the Moscow airport terminal, checking in with a large amount of diplomatic baggage. Russia has apparently given him temporary papers, meaning that he can leave the airport, where I'm sure he'll be free to go wherever he likes, Andy, and that Putin in no way will be watching every time he so much as thinks about blinking.
Well, as you say, much to everyone's relief, the Cold War is back on after Barack Obama threw his diplomatic toys out of the presidential pram about Snowden. And they are once again at each other's throats like two top surgeons in a one-on-one emergency tracheotomy competition. And this has been a kind of result of some kind of growing tension. At the recent G8 summit, Obama and Putin seem to get on like a house after a fire, smouldering without nearly as much warmth as there used to be, and nothing solid to build on, with everyone having to tread extremely carefully around.
Well, that kept working, that analogy, Andy.
Thanks, Tom.
I like that analogy at the start of it, because it was stupid. Then it seemed to work. It was stupid, then it seemed to work. That's basically been the story of our careers, isn't it?
Really, that's the story of your career, anyway. I'm still on phase eight.
All this has led to the US government cancelling its forthcoming meeting between President Obama and Putin in St. Petersburg. And there's only one problem with that, and that is the fact that the president is going to be in St. Petersburg at that time anyway for the G20 summit. That is going to be awkward. Obama may have found the only way to make their next meeting even more tense than the last one. How is he possibly going to negotiate that emotional minefield? Oh, I'm sorry that you could not make our scheduled meeting tomorrow, Mr. Obama. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's just I'm busy doing something else in St. Petersburg. Oh, yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to visit the Peterhof Fountains. You know me. Always been a fan of high-velocity projected water. Love it. Can't miss it.
The last time an American president quit a summit with the Russians, of course, is when Ronald Reagan got pissed off with Mikhail Gorbachev for allowing Sergei Bubka into some arms talks in 1986, and Reagan stormed out with the words, "I cannot concentrate with the guy pole-vaulting over my head. I don't care how f***ing good he is." The White House said about the postponement of the summit, "We believe it would be more constructive to postpone the summit until we have more results from our shared agenda." To which the translation into plain English is, "Go f*** yourselves, commies!" And when it's become more constructive to do nothing and publicly create a diplomatic incident, you know that there is about as much construction going on as there is on a Greek government building site.
The Greeks. Take that.
Pluses and minuses to this. On the plus side, it frees up Barack Obama's September. And, you know, it's a great time of year to clean up a shed. And last year, of course, he was busy with the election. So that's probably good news. On the minus side, it shoves the world closer to a full resumption of Cold War hostilities. On the plus side, gives both countries more time to see other nations. Maybe America can patch things up with Venezuela and Russia can hammer out some kind of more progressive deal with Syria. On the minus side, the ever-present threat of nuclear annihilation is back. On the plus side, the ever-present threat of nuclear annihilation definitely helped the movie industry. And on the minus side, most importantly, a real dampener on this week's World Athletics Championships. Oh, it's just such a shame, John, that so many of those athletes are going to be preoccupied by international political tension. Just think it could probably knock a tenth of a second off some of their times. But, Putin, John, he seems to be loving it. He loves these kind of retro-style Cold War spats. He's always given the impression, John, of a leader who slightly regrets that he wasn't born 70-odd years earlier and with a massive, unshaveable moustache already on his face. He's always slightly hinted that he kind of wished he had slightly more control of who goes where on what railways, how cold the destination should be, and how long they have to wait to get a return ticket. And I imagine John looking at him and, you know, his kind of Cold War fetishism. When he was having breakfast as a child, he'd put half a tomato on his plate and waggle his finger above it and say to his mother, "I'm not afraid to press this." Boom.
There's also a growing number of people calling for the US to boycott the Winter Olympics in Sochi due to the fact that Russia's record in gay rights is about as good as its record in non-potato-based alcohol. President Obama was on Jay Leno this week for reasons best known to himself, and he said, "I think Putin and Russia have a big stake in making sure the Olympics work, and I think they understand that for most of the countries that participate in the Olympics, we wouldn't tolerate gays and lesbians being treated differently. So far, so good, Andy." Then he went on to say, "They're athletes, they're there to compete. And if Russia wants to uphold the Olympic spirit, then every judgment should be made on the track or in the swimming pool or on the balance beam. And people's sexual orientation shouldn't have anything to do with it." Just one key problem with that, Andy, and that is, of course, that Russia is hosting the Winter Olympics, not the regular Olympics, which are, of course, always hosted in London and opened every time by the Queen jumping out of a helicopter. That's always been the way it's happened. The swimming pool in the Winter Olympics, Andy, is frozen solid, and That involves Olympic divers plummeting headfirst into sheet ice before their broken bodies are dragged away by the Norwegian judges. Swimmers, of course, thrash around belly... belly stuck to the ice, desperately trying to slide up and down the pool. Although I will say, watching Usain Bolt run 100 metres in 3 feet of snow sounds profoundly entertaining.
Stephen Fry, the British comedian, has urged David Cameron to support moves to strip Russia of the 2014 Winter Olympics. And he urged the IOC president, Jacques Rogge, to, quote, take a firm stance on behalf of the shared humanity that the IOC is supposed to represent. And I guess the IOC's response to that would probably be, do you f***ing realise how much that firm stance would cost? Look, can we not use the Olympics to educate people? Just as London 2012 taught Britain that you don't have to be grumpy with everyone all the time. Let Sochi 24 educate Russia. Look at Moscow 1980. All that sport, less than a decade later, the Berlin Wall comes down. Berlin itself, 1936. Less than a decade later, Hitler takes Eva Braun on the world's worst ever honeymoon and Nazi Germany is destroyed. Sarajevo 1984. Who's currently sitting in The Hague saying, no, I didn't. It's not Torvald Dean. It's Radovan Karatsips. And the list goes on. Atlanta 1996. 17 years later, the war in Iraq is over. Sydney 2000. 13 years on, still no invasion of New Zealand. Rome, 1960, Silvio Berlusconi sentenced to jail just 53 years later. And Paris, 1924, 8 years later, the baguette is legalised. That is the power of the Olympics. The power of the Olympics.
That's the thing, Andy. Everything's going to be fine after this request from Stephen Fry, who I believe is officially registered as a national treasure now. I think he is technically one of the crown jewels. But you can always
trust... He's one of the crown jewels to such an extent that India are demanding him back.
you can always trust the IOC and indeed any major sports body to put morality over business or politics, Andy. Jack Rogge will always tell you that humanity is more important than money while frantically waggling the lever underneath his desk that opens up a hole in the floor underneath your feet. As a little background on this story, homosexuality was decriminalised in Russia in 1993. Unfortunately, that was 1993 AD, not 1993 BC, so it's a little more recent than is perhaps ideal. In August of last year, Moscow's top court upheld a ban on gay pride marches in the Russian capital for the next 100 years, meaning that Moscow's gay community has an entire century now to get their floats and costumes ready for the next pride march in 2112, which is going to be absolutely f***ing amazing. And in June of this year, Russia passed a law imposing heavy fines for providing information about homosexuality to people under 18, which is written so broadly that it is deeply troubling to almost everyone that reads it. This law has been criticised by Western politicians and human rights groups and has raised concerns that visiting gay athletes and even spectators at the Winter Olympics could face discrimination or maybe even end up in court. This terrible law has been pushed by men like Yevgeny Mazepin, who is a lawyer and leader of a campaign group called Special Battalion. And he recently said, Andy, I do not know any homosexuals personally, but I've seen them on TV. And I saw them on the 20th of January in the square here in Voronezh. And it's always good, Andy, to listen to someone talking about something they've only seen on TV and in frozen Russian squares. Because you know you're dealing with a high level of expertise on that. He also said, in my opinion, homosexuals do not work. They spend their days in idleness and they live off strange income from art shows. Now... I think he might be basing his entire belief in this law, Andy, on the fact that he once accidentally watched a biopic of Andy Warhol on TV.
Well, that's better than nothing. That's
better,
progress.
It's
progress.
I guess.
I don't think we should boycott the Winter Olympics. I just think we should encourage all our winter athletes, gay, straight, or miscellaneous, to camp it up. Big time. Spangly bobsleds. That's what I want to see. Dressing up like Liberace for the ski jump. That is the only language that Putin and Russia will understand.
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. There will be more classic clips coming your way tomorrow. Now do go and listen to the latest issue of The Bugle in your pod feed right now.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.